And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Yes, Yarra Valley FM 99.1, Community Connection Show. I've got Jessica Sexton in the studio at the moment, and we're going to sort of go back to the future. It's going to be all about backs. How's your back? I know mine's not very good, but it's getting a bit old. But yeah, we'll be talking about how to look after your back, and especially when it comes to kids. So how are you, Jessica?
I'm very well, thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
That's good. Yeah, first time on radio. Too busy working, obviously.
Absolutely.
Now, you're a trained chiropractor.
I am. Yeah. So my professional training is holding a double bachelor's degree. I graduated with distinction, majoring in chiropractic. So for short, a chiropractor.
Yep.
I studied at RMIT in Bundoora. So that's the only chiropractic college in Victoria and one of the best in Australia.
Okay. And obviously, a back isn't just one bone. It's multiple bones through the backbone and then all the ribs off that and the hips down below and the shoulders and everything. It all sort of links in together. So how complicated is it just to, say, diagnose someone comes in and says, oh, I've got this crooked back?
Yeah, look, it is incredibly complicated. That's why we study so much. We study for 5 years, which can be equivalent of a basic medical degree. Yeah. It's not just all the spinal bones that you can feel and you can see on some people, but it's also the nervous system inside it. So the spine is actually the protector of the nervous system, and the nervous system is what controls the body. So that's why we look so closely at the spine.
Yeah.
It's extremely complicated. We take imaging, we do all the necessary testing to figure out what's going on.
And as a chiropractor, you're a working chiropractor, you're in your own business, or are you with a group of others? Or
I'm with a group of associates, so there's three chiropractors in our clinic and one myotherapist, and we've got two clinics around the Yarra Valley.
Now, what is a myotherapist?
A myotherapist, it's actually a relatively new term. A lot of people don't know what it is. So myo meaning muscle, therapist meaning therapy. So it's a therapy of the muscle. So the myotherapist will look at the myofascial system, which is the muscles, the fascia, which is the connecting tissue, and look at it at a very clinical based level. So a bit of a step up from, say, your relaxing remedial massage that you may get. They are degree qualified as well.
Absolutely. Yes, 12 past two, Jessica Sexton in the studio, a chiropractor, practicing chiropractor. And Jessica, we are going to talk about backs and then get into backs with young people in particular. But if you're walking down the street and you see someone coming towards you, can you sort of look at them and just say, oh, he's got a such and such wrong with his back, you know, just by the way they walk or something?
Oh, look, sometimes I can. Based on how they walk, you can make a quick assumption or a guess. But, yeah, really you'd have to have a pretty good look at something. But, yeah, sometimes I can have a few things floating around in my mind of what's going on, how someone walks and how they hold themselves, their posture. It does tell a lot about someone,
Yeah. Okay, so as people get older, there's general things that happen to them because of age with their backs?
Yeah, absolutely. So something I'm really passionate about is not only looking after people, but also educating people about healthy living and what they can do and how they can do things to help prevent problems later in life.
Yeah.
So unlike a lot of body parts that can be replaced, damage of the spine can be irreversible sometimes. So you only get one spine, so it's important to get it checked, use it properly, and look after it well.
So do you do that sort of preventative stuff with groups? Like, do you go out to groups or schools or something and talk about that sort of thing?
Yeah, look, we do corporate talks, we do community outreach program talks, just to get people educated, get them aware. Some people might know what we're talking about, other people might not know. It's just all about that education and that prevention. Prevention is much better.
What about things like office ergonomics? Yeah, do you get into that with companies or something?
Not with companies. Companies usually have their own person called an ergonomist.
All right.
They can do that at their workplace, but I can definitely provide advice as to how to set things up. Yeah.
I've seen so many things come and go about that. You know, remember the ball chairs? It's just this big ball.
Yeah.
You sat on and things like that. And the other chairs where they didn't have a back, you rested your knees on one and one pad and they sat on the other and all these weird things coming and going in offices.
Yeah, there's always things coming and going.
Mm.
Yeah, the latest is stand-up desks, which I'm a fan of.
You're a fan of them?
I'm a fan of,
right,
yeah.
I used a stand-up desk for probably 6-7 years in one place.
There you go, you're one step ahead of us.
Yeah, I built the desk up higher for just for myself. I was the only one doing it and just stood there all day. dear me. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, it's 21 past 2. Jessica Sexton in the studio. She's a chiropractor and we're talking about backs. And now we're going to talk about back to school. All these little kids, you know, and they get their backpacks on, they're full of books and folders and stuff, and it's a lot of weight. What's happening there?
So, yeah, when kids go back to school, they get their book lists, their laptops. Some schools now have laptops.
Mm.
And it's an incredible load to place in a bag and then plonk that bag on your kids' shoulders.
Now, you've got a system in place to help parents check how the backpacks are.
Absolutely. So this back to school, we are offering free posture and backpack checks and fittings for all school students of all ages in the Yarra Valley.
They go free.
Absolutely. We do this as part of our community outreach program. We know that prevention is the way to go, and we want to make sure all the school students have their backpacks packed correctly, fitted correctly, and doing all the right stuff so that their spines can grow properly.
And this is catering for what, kids in grade one or prep as well?
Yeah, absolutely. All the way up. Kids from prep right up until year 12.
Mm. Excellent. So these backpack checks and that are what, local, these free things?
Yeah, so we have two clinics, one in Yarra Glen and one in Yarra Junction, and we can get those checks done at our clinic. All you need to do is just give our clinic number a call.
Okay, so get your pen and paper, folks, because free backpack checks for the kids before they go back to school. Make sure they're carrying the stuff properly and not hurting their backs. So how do they contact to book in for a free backpack check?
So all you need to do is simply just call our clinic number 9730 1019, and our friendly staff at both of our clinics can arrange a time at no cost to you.
Excellent. That's Yarra Glen and Yarra Junction. Okay, so folks, if you've got kids heading back to school, then they'll be weighed down, but at least they might know how to carry and load their backpack nicely. 9731 1019. Is
that
right?
That was 9730 1019.
Okay, there you go. So call the clinics, find the one closest to you, Yarra Glen or Yarra Junction, for a free service there. Thank you very much, Jessica, taking the time to come in and letting us know about this great community service you're doing. And you're on the way to another appointment, so we won't keep you any longer. But, yeah, I'm sure you jump in your car and your chair's all set up properly and everything. That's another thing to look at.
Thanks,
backs,
Greg.
They're so important.